This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing with my life. I couldn't handle having a child or even a wife. I make all of my choices out of fear. And on Mondays I listen to Jake and Amir. I don't pay taxes because I don't earn enough. I read fake stories from fake ghosts who like it rough. My mother says I need to
work out what to do.
And so I seek advice from Jay and invite you.
Maybe tomorrow I will cut it with this crap. Maybe next week I'll have a day when I don't fap. And in a few years I'll grow up and settle down and buy my wife and daughter matching dressing gowns. But now it's time to hand it to the two class clowns. Because if I were you, the show is starting now.
I'll just come back in with another verse.
No, okay.
The fake out.
Ooh, tease me with it. Damn, I wanted that chorus to drop one more time.
Well, actually, Matthew Pope, who wrote this, says, my theme song Monday High is condensed, so if anyone wants a longer version, hit me up on my YouTube channel, Matt Pope, and I'll post it.
Yes. Fuck yeah. I love that.
I don't know how you hit someone up on their YouTube channel, though.
Right. I think you just go to the page and you click it.
Yeah.
Unless there's actually a contact on YouTube, I doubt it. I feel like
you can't
it was just a casual way
on YouTube
of saying he'd post it later.
Right. Right. He also says, shout out to Amir who donated $50 to my Christmas fundraiser. So,
oh, sick. Was this the one where he did a cold plunge every day?
Who gives a shit? Like, what I'm trying to say is that, like, I gave him my money.
Yeah.
Whatever he paid with it is like.
I got the notification. You paid that with one of my credit cards that I guess you stole when I was in LA.
It was a gift card.
Yeah.
It was a gift card somebody gave you. This was a gift.
Right.
So I used it as a gift to him. It was an Amex gift card, actually.
That's not a gift card. That's just my Amex. Yeah.
It's a gift. It was a gift to see it.
It was a gift to you because you stole it and gave him a gift.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Matt Pope.
Respect. Absolute respect.
We're back in the Zoom room. I feel like it's been a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
We
recorded so many in person. Yeah, we batch recorded and now we're running out.
Right. It's cool to be, and it's also kind of like the 3-year anniversary of remote recordings in general, back when we didn't really know how to do these at all.
Wow, yeah, it's coming up on that 3-year anniversary of when I went inside and never left.
Yeah, and we did a full podcast episode by recording a phone call. I should listen to that again. Everyone's COVID predictions.
I'm sure it aged well.
Yeah, I think we nailed it. I remember bringing up the XBB variant at one point. Mm-hmm.
And I remember theorizing it was a lab leak.
Right. You were sort of ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of that episode, I cut it out, but you said that your pronouns were Prosecute Fauci, which I thought was so low-key ahead of the curve. And then Musk must have found or heard the raw file because he tweeted that a couple months ago.
Did he? Wow.
Yeah. It was so messed up. He didn't even like give you any quote.
Musk.
He didn't quote you at all. He just sort of...
Yeah, I'm off Twitter, so I didn't see that he stole my line.
Speaking of health, we almost didn't record. We were supposed to record yesterday, but you almost died.
Right. Yeah, I almost died yesterday. Well, I guess I didn't actually... Knowing or thinking I know what actually happened, I guess I probably wasn't going to die, but it really felt like... to me, I thought that that could be death. I was like, this could be I'm dying. I'm not entirely sure.
Because it's hard after, like, however, you're 38, right? To, like, feel a new level 30, of...
Wait, no, I'm 37.
You're 37. 37,
you piece of shit.
Yeah, 37. To feel a new style of pain at this age seems rare. So you're like, I guess this is what it feels like when one dies and that this is going to happen now.
Right. Like, this feels so different than anything I've ever felt before. Maybe this could be something that people feel when their bodies are shutting down.
Right. But there's no way to know.
I was like, yeah. And there's no way to know. And like, part of, and then you're thinking like, maybe I'm overreacting. And then you're also thinking, but maybe everyone that dies, what one of their thoughts before that happens is that they're overreacting.
Right. You don't know if you're being a hero or kind of a zero.
Yeah, exactly.
So what happened?
But so, okay. So I got a vaccine, a Tdap vaccine. That's your tetanus shot.
Right.
I believe Jeff has broken the news that Jill's pregnant and I'm going to be a dad.
Yes. So okay. That's good.
In order,
let's get that out in the open.
Yeah. I think it's out in the ether, but this is my official podcast announcement, which comes in the form of me telling a story about how I almost died. So...
Out with the old and with the new, I guess.
Yeah. So I get this vaccine that you're supposed to get before having a baby. You're supposed to get your tetanus shot every 10 years. And I didn't know if I had one. I went to the doctor and they said they didn't think I had. So I got my vaccine. Everything is normal. They say it's going to, maybe my arm's going to hurt. They said, if you have an allergic reaction, just keep an eye out for like hives or anything. I'm like, okay. And I've gotten like, you know, I had no reaction to the COVID vaccine. Really don't have much reactions to these things. But then the next day, I'm in the office. I'm there with Dingo. I brought the dog to work. Mm-hmm. I drove my car to work.
Started feeling kind of like... You got the shot on Wednesday. This is on Thursday.
Wednesday.
And we're recording on Friday.
Right. So I start feeling lightheaded, just a little bit like out of it. Kind of the feeling like maybe when you haven't eaten or you didn't drink enough water that day, like that feeling, but I had done all those things. And I was like, maybe it's just like hot in here. I'm going to go outside. So I took Dingo to the dog park, near the office. Mm-hmm. When I'm at the dog park, my back kind of starts like spasming. I just have like shooting pains in my lower back. And then my neck, like soreness in my joints everywhere, really, but like kind of a sharp pain in my back, neck, my biceps, and then like my hands, just like,
are you putting together that it's a vaccine thing, or you're like, oh, something is weird right now?
At that point, I think I was just like, I wonder, like, why am I so sore? And I had worked out with Rosie that morning, so I was like, and we had done deadlifts, so I was like, maybe I just like pushed myself too hard. And then I started getting really cold. And it's kind of sunny. It's not that cold. It's like 45 degrees. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back to the office. I went there and I started feeling just like frazzled. So I texted Jill and I just said, I feel kind of weird. And then I went into the studio. I took my laptop like I had a call or something because there were a couple people there. I went into the studio and I just like lied down. And I started like shivering a little bit. And I was like, this is whatever's happening. It didn't feel that crazy. It just felt like it was a feeling like I think I just need to go home. I think I just need to go home and
flu like symptom. This is sort of what I feel like when I get the COVID vaccine. I feel like kind of cold a little bit and like sore for like a day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had the wherewithal to kind of go out and be like, all right, I have to head home. Nobody's suspecting that I'm like ill, I don't think. And then as I'm driving, I just start like shivering. Like, ooh, all right, this is weird. The heat up to 85, the seat warmer is on, and I'm just like shivering.
Yeah.
And then as I'm going over the Williamsburg Bridge, I start like shaking like
convulsing.
This, like,
Just
anybody watching at home can see. It's like, it's not like shivering.
6 to 8 inch pumps.
It was like.
Yeah. Like you're holding a jackhammer.
Like, yeah. Like literally if I was holding. Yeah. It could not.
Yeah.
and just like heavy breathing. And I kept on saying to myself, it's okay. It's okay. Oh boy. All right. Just like talking to myself. Then finally I got home.
How did you park?
There's like a church near my house where you're not supposed to park in front of, and there's always parking there. So I just pulled right into that, walked up the stairs, couldn't get the keys into the door because I'm shaking so hard.
Yeah. Jesus.
As soon as Jill saw me, she was like, we have to call 911. We have to go to the hospital. We have to go to the hospital. And I was just like, and that at that point I was like, part of me thought that I did have to go to the hospital. And part of me was like, I'm too cold to do anything.
Yeah, so I wanted to die here.
Yeah. So it was like, so I laid down on the couch. She put our comforter on me and a wool blanket and my jacket like wrapped over my feet and then like a wool scarf around my head. And I'm just like shaking so hard.
And this one I text you because we're supposed to record. And I said, let's see. When do you want to record today? Sort of like in a jovial fashion.
Yeah. And what did I respond? Because I didn't respond. I think Jill responded.
Yeah. Well, you, according to me, said, not feeling well, don't think I'll make a recording today, which is like very like, yeah. This isn't like, LOL, not feeling too hot. Ha ha. Sorry. This is random AF. It's like a very like impersonal. Not feeling well. Yeah. Don't think I'll make a recording today. At this point, I knew you were dead.
Yeah, that's not me. It's Jillian.
And I said, COVID? ? Because you just went to Australia. You know, this is what happens when you travel abroad. Mm-hmm. And then Jill finally confesses, it's Jill. Jake got a Tdap shot yesterday, so we think he's having chills/a fever reaction. Did you know that she was texting me? Or are you like in such a deep fog that you're like, just do whatever you want?
After like half an hour of just like shiver shaking on the couch, and Jill like called my doctor, and we talked to him, and he was the one that told us it was probably a reaction. And also like, but as we were waiting to talk to him, I was like contemplating telling Jill to call 911 because it felt like my body was going offline.
Right.
But it just, that's,
you were, might pass out basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, maybe I can shiver so hard that like everything just shuts off. And I was like vague. And I kept on having these like really dark thoughts of like telling Jill I loved her, but I was just like, if case. I do that, then she'll freak out.
Right.
Yeah, then she'll actually freak out. So I just kept on pretending that everything was normal and not a big deal, while internally I was like, this is a coin toss to me that it could be the end. But then eventually when we talked to the doctor, he was like, he had her take my temperature. He had me take a COVID test, and the COVID test was negative. I had a low grade fever, and he was like, it's probably the Tdap. And he was just like, keep an eye and he's like, if you start like vomiting or if there's any abdominal pains, then, you know, call 911 or something.
Right.
But he's like, this is going to subside in like 12 hours. And I remember being like, fucking hell, 12 hours.
I'll be dead by then.
Yeah. Cause that was when I started warming up a little bit. And as soon as I started warming up, it was just like aches and pains all over. Like I couldn't lie in a comfortable position.
I think your muscles were sore from shivering. It's like a workout, a full body, like tension basically.
Yeah. It was high tension.
And then when you got the release, it was
high intensity.
Pain all over your body where the tension was.
Yeah. And that was around when I asked Jill if there was if any texts had come in that I needed to respond to, because I knew that NADPOD was coming out that day and sometimes Murph needs pickups. And I knew that we had to record. And I was like, I need to tell people that I can't do stuff if they're waiting on me. So yeah. Then
you texted me at 2:10, 2 hours later. Bro, I thought I was dead. And I said, is this still Jill? I've never felt like that. So was it just a gradual, slightly feeling a little bit better every hour for 12 hours until you went to bed?
It was not gradual, because when I stopped shivering, that was like, you know, everything. I was like, now I'm normal sick. I'm like a normal way of feeling. It felt like I was just kind of exhausted or something, like I had a cold. But I think the shaking and the shivering and that was making me freak out.
Yeah.
So as soon as that stopped, it was kind of like the hangover from that. And then I like napped for an hour. But even before I went to sleep, I was like, if I fall asleep, I was telling Jill, I was like, if I fall asleep, just like
monitor my breathing
to make sure that I'm alive. So then my last words to Jill were, if I fall asleep, make sure I don't die. Thanks, babe.
And then did you sleep a normal night of sleep, or were you like scared and sore for 12 hours?
I could not get out of bed. So on the couch until I stopped shivering, and then I was able to go up to the bed. And this was at like, I mean, maybe 2 my time. And then I laid there for a few hours, texted you. I never got out of bed. I started, I think at one point I read a book on my Kindle. I texted some people.
Did you eat dinner in bed, or you didn't have an appetite because you thought you were dead?
I didn't have an appetite, but then I was like, I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want. I don't have an appetite, but there's like a pang of hunger. And I had a plate of fruit and a piece of toast. So that was dinner. And then I went, and then I had buttered noodles at like 9. And then, then I slept from 9 until maybe 7:30 this morning.
Wow. And how did you feel when you woke up?
I felt
a million bucks. Never better. Went on a 12-miler.
I felt like I came online like slower, but I did. I went to the dog park with Dingo and I threw the ball around.
Oh, wow.
And I like walked around the neighborhood. I couldn't have like gone to the gym, but I feel like right now I could maybe go climbing if I needed to.
Wow. But you probably don't need to.
I don't need to. Yeah. And I won't. But I woke up and I felt completely fine except for just a little like tired from the intensity of the day before.
I wonder why it affected you in an extreme version and rarely anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it happens rarely, but I've gotten a tetanus shot before. So I don't know why this time it happened.
I wonder if you had tetanus, because I think tetanus is like when every muscle in your body contracts at the same time and you die, like your bones break under the weight of the tension.
Jesus Christ.
So thank God you didn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a harrowing day.
At least, one, you survived, and two, you won't have whooping cough for a decade.
Yeah. It's nice to not have whooping cough. And if yesterday, I mean, God, I almost think that it'd be worth it. No. Everyone should get vaccinated against tetanus.
That being said, if it lasted for 45 more minutes, it would not have been worth it. You were an anti-vaxxer for an hour.
For an hour afterwards. Now I'm glad I have it.
Did you respond to people on Slack that were reaching out to you?
No. No, I didn't.
As far as they know, you're still passed out.
Well, I think I checked Slack and I saw that you told everybody that we weren't going to record.
That's good.
So, yeah, I made sure that there was nothing like pressing that I was missing.
That's good.
And then aside from that, I let all communication fall by the wayside.
You deserve it. You've earned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is your Michael Jordan flu game.
That's right, because they did want us to record 2 this week.
Yeah.
But we're going to get 1.
In the
just
can.
One. But now John's going to edit this and understand my plight and forgive me,
I imagine. I'll be your Scottie Pippen, sort of carrying you to every ad break, and then you sort of pass out in your chair, drink That's Gatorade, it. You put that like little cold compress on your neck while I read ads, and then smelling
Gatorade
salts.
Gatorade sounds so good.
You're back into it. All right, let's take a break. Thank some sponsors. Come back, and maybe you can get Gatorade or something.
Yeah, during the break.
All right, BRB, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Hey, Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five.
Yes. Yes, I do. Aside from getting your Tdap vaccine.
Mm.
Okay. Two things that I did recently.
Okay.
That I believe have markedly improved my life.
Wow.
Okay.
This is before you got ill.
Yeah. Honestly, as I was going to work yesterday, I said to Jill that I felt better than I've ever felt.
Wow. Okay. So this is huge. Let's hear it.
I crashed really hard, but it wasn't because of this other stuff that I'm doing. It
external
was just
factors.
The Tdap. Okay. Yeah.
Like, can I guess?
And
can
I can
guess?
Get back to this peak. Yeah.
Okay. Does it have something to do with hydration?
No.
Does it have something to do with
kind of?
Okay. Does it have something to do with food?
No.
Okay. Does it have something to do with sleep?
No.
Does it have something to do with cleanliness? A brush, a wash, a lavage?
No. Yes, I'm doing a three times a day lavage.
An anal lavage. Yes. We both knew you're sticking a neti pot in your ass and it's making you feel 10 times better. All right, what is it?
I'm a curious. New man. Okay. I have stopped drinking alcohol and deleted Instagram.
Wow. Okay. Is this related to Micah
There's
stopping
like
to drink
it.
Alcohol?
He and I are stopping alcohol pretty much on the, yes, it's related. I don't know who started it. Maybe he did, but maybe we heard it somewhere else.
Okay.
But yeah, we are off the sauce.
Did something cause that sauce to stause? Or Was it just like, I'm hungover, I don't want to drink for a month?
Yeah, I think he was doing it because he didn't want, like, he wanted to sleep better. I sleep fine, but I felt like it wasn't really adding anything to my life. And there would just be like times where I'd have like a drink or two and then just like be a little foggy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want that. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm only going to drink 2 days a week. But then I kind of heard that it stays in your system longer than that. Like, so if I'm drinking 2 or 3 days a week, it's kind of just always there.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, I wonder what it would feel like if I just didn't drink at all.
Right.
And then I tried that and it felt really good.
So what do you feel now versus a year ago?
I guess it feels, I feel a little more, it's hard to say now because I feel so frazzled from yesterday,
but I was brain feeling fog. I think yeah. Either gone or here, whichever one is good.
It's truly
never
that.
Felt the brain, fuck, I'm starting to shake again. I think it's withdrawal. It cracked yeah. me open a cider.
I think I've been, I wake up with more energy and, waking up with more energy, feeling more focused, and I guess just a sense of holier than thou attitude.
Oh, a little
about
like
not drinking.
Oh, you're drinking. Yes,
a little
I,
ego boost.
I gave that up. It's a poison. So I figured my body is a temple.
Habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll end up going back to like, I'll have wine with dinner level? Or are you like, no, I prefer the way I'm feeling to ever feeling drunk ever again?
Yeah, I specifically was like, I'm not going to actually give up alcohol. I'm just going to stop drinking. But like, I'll happily start at any point. Like, I don't think I would, if there was an event or something that I felt like it would be fun for me to get drunk for, I probably would. I mean, I definitely would.
Well, what about the Australian tour? Don't you guys drink on that?
Yeah, totally. But I didn't drink. I guess I had like one whiskey on show nights there.
Yeah.
But normally I'd have like three whiskeys on a show night, a drink every other night. So like,
drink
I'm
less.
Still, yeah, I'll drink. The Australia tour was like definitely an outlier. Normally I wouldn't have drank at all.
Right.
But like also, it's hard. I don't know how to do a show without having a drink in my hand. I need it as like a nervous comfort thing.
Yes. Social lubrication / performance juice.
Right. So I think I didn't drink for like 2 weeks leading up to that tour. And I was like, I know when I'm in Australia, I'm going to have a drink on the night of the show. And at the end of the show, we all went out and I got like a couple whiskeys that night to celebrate. So I definitely don't have a problem with drinking. I think it's fun sometimes.
Yeah.
But drinking as like the default, and you've been doing this for your whole last life. What makes you have fun not drinking?
Well, the few things that I was thinking about when you were talking is like, one, it makes sense because alcohol is poison, but it's really fun to have. But I
right.
Since the pandemic, I basically haven't been drinking. So which brings me to my other point. I'm kind of jealous that you had something you could take out and feel better. Because I think I feel fine now, but like I want something to be like, do this thing and you'll feel even better. I'm like, now I crave the desire to improve. Like, give me something that I can do. So like, I'm already there. I'm already not drinking. So like, okay, now what?
Yeah. Well, I think heat exposure and cold exposure would be the next thing for you.
Yeah. Have you seen this guy? Cold Actually, this plunge. Brings us to your other point on Instagram. You deleted Instagram, but have you?
Yes.
I've been seeing more and more of this like science sort of bro podcast Instagrammer, Huberman, the Huberman Lab, which is like some guy.
Yes.
Who's like,
yeah.
Stanford neuro whatever, and he has like podcast episodes designed to like, this is what you should do to help hydration, this is what you should do to help sleep, this is what you should do to help fertility, this is what you should do to help health or whatever. So I've been listening to like some of those just to like hear if like there's a certain thing that I could be adding or doing or changing to make myself feel better. But one of his core beliefs is that zero alcohol
he's
is the
big
best
into
amount.
Cold plunge.
Yes, he's also big into cold plunge, right? But yeah, he says that like literally the best amount of alcohol for you is zero.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. But like socially, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
And I mean,
socially.
Some people have a problem with alcohol and they have to avoid it entirely. But yeah, there's alcohol. It doesn't make me, for me right now, the feeling of drinking it after is not worth the feeling that I get from drinking it. I basically like seeing a full glass, and I like that first sip. But even after I've had like a beer, I don't like wandering around kind of buzzed. I don't actually like being drunk anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then I definitely don't like being hungover. It feels like not having it in my system is great.
Yeah.
I think you should try Cold Plunge, bro.
Yeah. That's the one that I keep hearing about as well, where it's like doing like just lunging into cold water every morning is like a natural antidepressant / upper / exhilaration, like mood enhancer. And it has other benefits potentially as well.
That's right.
But what if it's terrible for you and I just didn't read those studies?
Right. There probably are studies that say that also. And actually, when I was shaking, shivering, convulsing yesterday, I was like, I wonder if I shouldn't do cold plunges.
Right. Is this because of that?
But now I'm normal and I'm back and I think they're fun.
Another Hubermanism is drinking 8 ounces of water for every hour you're awake. For the first 10 hours you're awake, I should say.
Okay. I think I kind of do that automatically.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I drink too much water.
Yeah. I'm sort of like a guy that drinks water with meals, but like at 3 to 5 p.m. I'm not drinking water.
Mm, yeah. Do you have a water bottle?
Well, now I've been using this gumball bottle.
See, that's nice. You got to get a water bottle that you carry around. I carry my bottle around all the time.
What was the
I don't go anywhere without my baba.
Yeah, I don't want to have a baba, but I do want to drink more
I love
water.
My baba.
Why did you delete Instagram then?
I deleted Instagram when I was in Australia and I was kind of like trying to go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I think I just realized that there were times where I would like be on Instagram, close it out, lift up my phone, open it again.
Compulsive, pure addiction behavior. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I realized I was looking at my, like on my Discover page, there was this dude who, my Discover page was like fitness, interior design, travel, like these kind of like lifestyle videos. And one of them was, I was constantly getting like jacked guys cleaning their apartments.
And they really nailed you.
Yeah. There was this one dude who was like, these are the five essentials that I bring every time I travel so I can keep a clear head. And then it's like, I'm watching him go through his apartment and he's like, I think he was like a budget influencer. Like one of the things he brings was chargers for his devices. Mm-hmm. And he opened a drawer with a bunch of chargers. And I was like, this looks awful. What are you doing, dude? Like, of course, everyone, five things and you're including a charger.
A Mophie.
Like, what are you talking about? And that was when I realized that I'm letting like these nothing influencers influence me. Like I'm the one sitting in Australia looking at this guy's dumb video.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, the 15th time I've looked on my Instagram Discover page, hey, show me anything.
Yeah.
Show me anything that will make me feel some kind of sense of longing.
And starting then like, an Instagram story.
Yeah, maybe I was like, let's just see what happens when I delete it. Let's just see what happens if I don't have it on my phone.
Okay.
And sure enough, I haven't thought about it at all.
Oh, interesting. And so it was an addiction because it's there.
Yeah, it was just because it was there. I truly don't miss it. Now I think like the nice thing that's happened is when I use my phone, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
you know, like
you're in line.
Sometimes you're on your phone. You're like,
and you take it out.
Okay, I'm gonna go Twitter, Instagram, text, email, Slack. Like you just have
the
that,
rotation. Yeah.
And now when I look at my phone, I'm like, there's no email, there's no Slack, there's no text. What do I do?
Uh huh.
Oh, no, I put it down. There's nothing else here.
Yeah.
There's nothing here for me.
Yeah. But do you still, you know, just like out of habit, just like I'm in line or I'm walking and it's a red light, I'm just like, all right, I'll check my phone. Nothing. 30 seconds later. All right, I'll check.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I already remembered. I already forgot that. It's like when your power goes out and you walk into a room and you turn on the light and you're like, oh, right, I forgot. There's no light.
Yeah, right. I think when I'm in line, I sometimes will like look at, I'll like read articles on ESPN now.
Mm, news.
Yeah. I mean, not really new. It's still kind of nothing because it's just me reading like bullshit, but it's at least, it's at least me reading something. And now I see people sometimes on Insta, like when I'm in the line, I see someone on their Instagram just scrolling mindlessly. And I'm like, wow, that looks so sad.
Yeah. This is kind of like
to be me.
The alcohol thing. You have a holier than thou attitude.
Yeah. But I'm watching their Instagram. Like, wait, go back. Let's like that one.
Holy shit. It's a really nice cabin. Give me your, let me see your Discover page. Are you on TikTok?
I could show you got TikTok. I went the opposite way from TikTok. I feel like a couple months ago, I was like, my unsolicited advice was follow me on TikTok.
Yeah. You've been all over the place with TikTok. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're out.
I'm just constantly trying to find a way to feel better, then find a way to feel worse, then find a way to feel better again.
I mean, the alcohol is a great thing.
Yeah, the alcohol, it has been great. I'll tell you when it's greatest is on the weekend, because I didn't drink that much during the week anyway, really.
Yeah.
But on the weekends, I felt like I was probably having like 3 or 4 drinks a night.
Yeah.
On maybe if not both Friday and Saturday, at least one of those nights I would go kind of ham.
Yeah.
And just waking up and not being hungover feels so good.
Yeah. I'm already used to that list. I give me that next thing. Like, what else you got? You know, like mm-hmm. I already didn't wake up feeling hungover, but like, okay, now what?
I think you need an endorphin dump from exercise or heat or cold exposure. That's what you need.
You know what I do? That's like, I realize I have certain days of the week with activities that I look forward to, like playing tennis on Wednesdays, basketball on Sundays. Mm-hmm. I'm like, every day of the week should have something. There's no reason for me to not find like 5 other things that I should be doing.
That's true. All right. So Sunday's taken care of. So is Wednesday.
Yeah.
What do you want to do on Thursday?
I don't know. Should I try blow? Like, is cocaine fun? I feel like there's something to like having like acid or blow or like, cocaine or something like that. Or like whiskey or vodka or something, or MDMA Fridays or something like that.
Coke is super fun. And I've started doing I deleted Instagram and I'm doing Coke.
And that's every night as a meal night, replacement.
Yeah.
Because you're doing intermittent fasting except for Coke.
Right. Right. Because you don't eat the Coke. You snort the Coke.
Yeah. So that sort of it curbs your appetite.
I'd like to see you riding a bike, man. I think that'd be really fun. You can get back out there.
Back literally on the saddle or whatever the bike seat is called.
Saddle.
I have to wait for it to stop. It's been raining in LA for fucking 3 months now. This is ridiculous. I need some indoor activities to keep my endorphins up. Mm.
Cooking? You like cooking?
Yeah, cooking is fine, I guess. But, you know.
Yeah.
To what extent? It's not the outdoor. Like, tennis is great because it's outdoor. I hang out with a buddy. And it's exercise. It's like the big three. These are the three things that you need. Sunlight.
Right. This is...
social.
This is why you would love you should definitely get into cycling. I've been pushing on you for years. I think it'd be really fun. We could go on some bike trips.
Yeah,
be great.
Yeah, but it's gonna take a while for me to go from barely knowing how to ride a bike to doing bike trips through like treacherous terrain.
Right. But that's why you go on a Tuesday Thursday bike ride.
Yeah. Okay, that's 2 more days.
Great.
Monday, what do you got?
Sensory deprivation chamber.
Aaron Rodgers style.
It's just you, a fleshlight, and a sensory deprivation chamber.
So I'm sitting on a fucking what? And I'm playing with what? And it's absolutely what out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Did you hear about the Aaron Rodgers thing where he went into a cabin and it's just no electricity, no light for 4 days?
I didn't know that it was a cabin. I knew he was doing some kind of like will. I didn't know it was like a wilderness thing. I thought he was doing something like, God, what is it called? He was doing like a vision quest or a spiritual thing. I didn't know exactly how it was. Okay. And that was going to be telling him to retire or not, or stay with Green Bay or go to the Jets.
Yes, exactly. He was going to just sort of lose himself and figure out where he wants to play football next year, if at all.
Yeah. What did he decide?
I think he's leaning towards the Jets, but it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Wow.
I mean, I would do it. Like, I would do the sensory deprivation thing. I'm just really fucking terrified that, like, if I do that, I'll end up on the Jets. Team Rocket sucks.
Yeah, dude.
That's new tab really for your Twitter. Tweet.
Let's fire that off.
Because I need to do that now. I need to do that yesterday, and I actually might cross-post it to Instagram, and then I'll say it on my TikTok for maximum exposure. Notifications, the red circle, the numbers going up and up and up. All, hook it to my veins.
That's all that matters.
And then I give up Friday. On tennis. On Friday, it's and a then that's Wednesday. Social media glutton factory. All right, those are two good unsolicited advices and a good compliment to the first third of the episode where you were feeling really sick. Now it's like, okay, this is how I'm feeling better.
Yeah, I felt like I didn't do it justice with my pitch because I'm a shell of a man, but trust me, everybody, it's been feeling really nice.
Okay, I'll start fucking futzing around with some sort of food or maybe water and electrolyte something or other to make myself feel a little better so I have something to contribute next week.
Okay. But I you have a perfect yard for a sauna and a cold plunge. It wouldn't be hard.
Yeah. Have you been, wait, you don't have a cold plunge, do you? You just have a sauna?
Yeah, I just have the sauna. God damn. But I want the cold plunge.
Isn't the cold plunge just any bucket? Like what makes it a specific plunge of cold?
Yeah, no, some people just use a bucket. That's what I want to do. I think I'm just going to build one with Jeff over the... It's kind of... You can't really do it over the summer because then... Well, no, you can. You just pour ice in there. Never mind. As soon as the weather gets a little bit warmer and I want to spend more time in the yard, we'll build the cold plunge.
That's awesome. Thanks. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll come visit and sort
of... But it's just any... Yeah, it's any bucket.
Sleep you can, in actually, the plunge.
We'll do it when you come out in March. We'll do... we'll run into the ocean.
The ocean?
Yeah, it'll be sick. Will you do it? Will you run into the ocean with me in March?
I'd rather do like the bucket one so there's like a shower nearby. Really?
Let's do the
ocean one.
Like, no, you would like it.
Yeah, what if I end up on the Jets?
Nice.
Forget it. Holy shit, I'm on the Jets.
Let's everyone hold them accountable. I think you should do it.
I never said I would do it. This is you're gaslighting me. This is an ambush. I never said. Can I just do the cold one? Can I take a cold shower or some shit? I need to have access to hot water right after.
Yeah, there are benefits to just a cold shower. That's what Huberman says.
Thank you. Get on that Hube tip. All right, let's take another break. Thanks some more sponsors to come back. Maybe we'll even answer a question. Fuck it.
God. Yeah, geez. We need
to. I was going to say, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. Yeah.
Christ.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. All right, we really got to answer a question at this point. We have a streak to maintain. Have we ever not answered a question? Probably, right?
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely get sidetracked easily.
Definitely.
All right, here we go. I'll cut to it. I'm a 19-year-old lady, so we'll call this lady Lady, and I've started casually seeing this guy for my work. I like him, and he likes me, and everything is casual and nice. But here's the thing. I can't stop laughing when we kiss. I haven't kissed a lot of people, mostly because I've never really had a desire to, but he likes making out. So I'm like, okay, sure, why not? But for some reason, I just can't stop laughing. He's not doing anything wrong. There's nothing causing me to laugh. I feel bad because when he asks me why I'm laughing and then I have to come up with something, you know, he doesn't think I'm laughing at him and I'm not. I just keep laughing and I don't know what to do. How do I stop doing this? Has this ever happened to you guys? Probably not all the time, but I still don't know what's going on and why it keeps happening. Any advice would help.
Wow. I really don't know. I feel like it's happened to me where someone was laughing when I was kissing them. Like, yeah. And it being basically, I feel for this guy. It's so disconcerting. You're making out with someone and they're cracking up.
Yeah. I think like when you're getting laughed at, when you're the other person in the laughing kiss, it feels kind of demoralizing / emasculating. Mm-hmm. Like that person is laughing at you because that's what it happens in normal life. But I think what's actually happening is the other person's really nervous or anxious about the kissing.
Right. So yeah. Sometimes people did kind of say that. She was like, yeah, she didn't say she was nervous, but she said she hasn't kissed a lot of people. So maybe you are nervous.
Yeah. I think it's like a jitters thing. Like you'll get over it.
Yeah. It's going to go away. It literally cannot last forever.
You can't giggle until you die. There's no time for that.
Can you giggle so hard you die? I was shaking so hard that I was going to die. Anything's possible.
And I was cracking up when Jewel was texting me that, and I almost passed the fuck out. I had a friend once that laughed so hard he fainted.
I guess, yeah, it's hard to breathe when you're laughing really hard, right?
He blacked out. Who was it? A friend of mine. I don't want to name names. Wow. But just know that this person laughed so hard. Actually, Ofer made the joke that made the person almost die.
Wow.
Do you remember the joke? It was like kind of scary. Yeah, I do remember the good joke.
What was it?
The joke was, we were talking about different strains of weed, you know, some are like indicas and sativas or something.
Yeah.
And like one way to remember is like indicouch. Like indicas make you like mellow, so it's like indicouch. And then we were talking about how they're like, they're e-cigarettes that like you can charge with Bluetooth. And then Ofer says, yeah, an easy way to remember that is into computer. And then my other friend laughed so hard at that pun that he fainted.
In the computer.
He's like, you know, like the thing is like, I'm dying. I'm dying. He actually was dying. Like he passed out. We were afraid. Like, do I have to give the Heimlich to this person?
Were you guys stoned? I mean, the joke
was fine, but yeah, it didn't. Yeah. It made us laugh, but nobody died from it. But this guy laughed so hard. He's just like slumped over in his chair. I'm like, holy shit. Like, are you fucking with us? Cause like, you know, when you're laughing, you can't go straight to serious. And then as Ofer was going over to like potentially give this guy the Heimlich, like maybe he was choking while he was laughing, like on a food.
Oh my God.
He like just like sort of like woke up. Like if have you ever passed out?
Oh my God, that's fainted. So funny.
It was just like temporary fainted reset.
We talked about it on the podcast. You fainted once, right?
Yeah, I worked out so hard with Billy at a 24-hour fitness. We were doing a sled. Like pushing a sled, and it ended, and I felt like kind of nauseous, kind of like feverish, like pale, like I wasn't getting enough oxygen while I was doing the exercise. Then after the gym, we went to get a smoothie, or I went to get a smoothie by myself, and I felt so lightheaded that I like collapsed at this smoothie place. Terrifying.
God, I love it. God, I love it.
Anyway, so, you can tell this person that you're nervous/excited, and that's why you're laughing.
Yeah, I think you can't keep on saying that you're laughing at something else, because even if you're one, I think that reads as a lie. I believe that he knows you're lying. And two, even if he doesn't, it's like, why do you keep on thinking of other funny stuff while we're making out? I think you have to just be like, I'm sorry, I'm nervous. And that's at the very least, you're going to tell him the truth. Maybe sharing that will make you feel more comfortable and you'll start laughing less.
This happened at on Friends, right? Like Ross and Rachel. Rachel was always laughing when Ross finally kissed her. And then
sounds familiar.
They finally like made out and Ross was like, you're not laughing. And Rachel's like, it's not funny anymore or something like that.
I remember. I do remember that.
And then they rolled over a juice box at a Natural History Museum.
I remember that one too.
So maybe there's something about a juice box or something.
There's something about a juice box for you too.
You can't quite put your fingers on how it's juice box related, but it has to be. All right, let's answer one more question really quick so people aren't fucking upset with us. Yeah, even though we poured our heart and soul for the first 40 minutes of this podcast. Sorry, Jake almost died last night. We wanted to catch up and talk about it.
I could barely be here for this.
This is, we should say, the last episode ever, maybe, if you start shivering again. So let's treat it with a little bit of gravitas. True. Yeah. Longtime listener, first time emailer. This is from a guy. I'll get straight to it. My girlfriend and I broke up a month ago. We'll call this guy Guy. We'd been together for almost 3 years, so my single gears are pretty rusty. But I have noticed this cute girl that works at my local supermarket, and we say hi to each other. And yesterday I did a double take back at her, and she was doing the same thing to me while she was serving another customer. It sounds great, but my only problem is I don't know what to do from here. What's the most seamless way of building momentum with this quest to go on a date with her? How do I go about this without potentially embarrassing myself or having to go to a different grocery store?
Yeah, that is tough. It's tough. We've covered questions like asking someone out at your gym, asking your barista out. Like, if it doesn't go well, you do not shop there anymore. I think you owe her that courtesy.
Yeah. But I think grocery store is easier than, like, barista or something because like, you have to, like, sort of show her what you're buying, and she'll have to make some small talk with you, and you can sort of gauge where she's like, whoa, cool, what are you making? Or she's just, like, swiping and not saying anything to you. So it's like, I'm going to buy dough and cheese and pizza sauce. Let's see if she takes the bait where it's like, oh, this is exciting. Are you making pizza? Yeah, I make a really good pie. You should come over, blah, 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 or whatever. And if she's like, no, I already have a boyfriend. You're like, that's fine. I was going to go to Whole Foods anyway. Do you guys accept check? I don't have Apple Pay. Who should I make out with you? Or sorry, make this out to. Fuck.
I'm get run over free. By a cart.
I should I had a cheese sample. You could try the into computer joke or some shit like that.
Into computer. Oh man, that's good.
Imagine if my friend died and that was the last joke he heard. A pun about weed and a vape.
A good way to go out. A good way to go out, really. To laugh yourself to death. I think that's sweet.
Yeah, that's like between that and sex are probably like the two best ways.
Mm-hmm. I would write your number on an Apple and have her
on an Apple iPhone.
That's good. That's good. That's very good. I don't think I can beat buy the ingredients for a pizza and try to goad her into asking what's for dinner.
Every day you come back, ooh, I forgot toppings. Yeah. Anyway, that'll be $4.95. Are these pepperonis good? I am making a pizza. That's nice. I don't like you. Well, I don't like pizza.
All right. Anyway, just this giant tub of Vaseline and a Maxim magazine then.
Can I have a Jergens and a Stuff? Hottest poker players of 1998. How's that?
Yeah.
I don't even make
And where
pizza.
Are the day old pastries after all?
Do you guys throw
I need
the
a
bagels?
Dessert to go with my za.
You guys throw away the bagels after a day, or how does that work? All right, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
This guy says, big fan of the show. Congrats to Jake for yet another golden mic. You're on an absolute roll.
Thanks. Yeah, I do feel like I got the golden mic today because anybody
I felt
else
like I was doing a lot of that heavy lifting.
Yeah. I know you definitely were, but I think I just get one for I get like a sympathy golden mic. I get the man of the match for this one just for showing up after my hardship, bub. I don't think you'd take that away from me, would you?
No, but if we're talking about sympathy, maybe I can get like last week, you probably didn't even say who got it. You might as well just be like, fine, you get one for the last episode.
I got it last week.
Yeah, you think so.
I just feel, ooh, I'm shaking again.
Let's oh, Jesus end the show. Christ.
Let's You're just give me the mic.
It. You're totally Let's milking it. Give me the mic, then. You can't even hold it. You're too weak. All right. That's it. That's our time. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you got your own questions or theme songs, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Correct.
We're also watching Jake and Amir episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
So thanks to you guys for supporting us over there and watching those videos. Thanks for listening and watching these videos. And of course, we'll be back next week.
We're also making Jake and Amir videos. I believe a March Madness is out either this week or next week.
If all goes well, there will be a new Jake and Amir March Madness episode. Very soon. Those are debuting on the HeadGum YouTube. So check us out on the HeadGum's YouTube. All right, that's it. That's our time. We'll be back next week. And thank you to Matt Pope for writing this theme song. Let's play it again, Sam. That's my middle name.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing with my life. I couldn't handle having a child or even a wife. I make all of my choices out of fear. And on Mondays I listen to Jake and Amir. I don't pay taxes because I don't earn enough. I read fake stories from fake ghosts who like it rough. My mother says I need to
think of what to do.
And so I seek advice from Jake and Amir.
Maybe tomorrow I will cut it with this crap. Maybe next week I'll have a day when I don't fall. And in a few years I'll grow. Time to hand it to the two class clowns, because if I were you, the show is starting now.
I'll just come back in with another verse. No.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.